Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thanks for having us on. Nice Thursday afternoon. Weather-wise, traffic-wise, looking just good. We're going to check in with Austin in just a second here. We'll get the straight scoop on that situation. But let's go ahead and talk about the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Placing a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge could potentially bring in between $2.7 and $4.2 million in revenues. Santa Rosa commissioners will learn more next week when Jacobs Engineering presents the results of a toll rate study. The introduction of a toll has been met with widespread opposition, mostly coming from people who live on Navarre Beach or work on Navarre Beach.
Number two.
In Florida, Doge hit Pensacola for $450,000 in wasteful spending on Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis described the city's situation as an irresponsible use of funds. Pensacola paid $150,000 a year to a management company that brings drag shows to the city-owned Singer Theater and has paid $300,000 for an equity-focused strategic plan and residential equity survey. The results appeared to be motivated by ideology rather than fiscal responsibility, introducing DEI as a targeted area.
Number three.
UWF receiving $1.5 million in grant money from the Department of Education to expand its Summer Institute for Civic Educators. The grant's going to allow the university to transform the Summer Institute into the Academy of American Civic Republicanism, giving K through 12 teachers, university students, and members of the community a chance to better understand just exactly what is civic education.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. Not too much going on. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. May have a little bit, the slightest bit, of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, there's nothing. As for your weather, 82 degrees. And you know, Chris, I was outside. I had to take something to my truck. And there was a nice breeze.
Oh, it's nice tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be almost a half a moon. Nice. What is it going to, what are your lows? 60? It was 69 last night.
Tonight's low is 69,
there
yeah.
You go. There you go.
And tomorrow's temperature is going to be high of 84, low of 70. We are going to see some more cloud action come in on your Friday, and that's probably a preamble to the weekend where we've got some rainfall chances coming in.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, there's a new member of Florida's Women's Hall of Fame. Pensacola's Belle Bear, she was in Tallahassee this week for the induction ceremony. Now her son, Louis Bear III, says she truly deserves this honor.
It really makes me proud and proud to be her son. And I don't like, well, like I said, I don't like to brag, but she's a rock star.
Okay, the Women's Hall of Fame honors women that make significant contributions to all women and citizens of the state through their life and efforts.
All right. And Pensacola police recently arresting 36-year-old Alvis Collins. He's accused of robbing the Whataburger restaurant on East Burgess Road earlier this month. If you recall, he ordered a drink in the drive-thru, and when he got to the window, he apologized, but pointed a gun at the cashier, wanted the money. He reportedly only got $100 from the register and a drink. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that there's not a lot of people using cash anymore, so robbery is not very lucrative. Collins is being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida bill seeks to make it easier for those who are armed and volunteer to protect houses of worship to skip some state requirements. Grinnell Scott has more for you.
The bill would let those who agreed to use their guns and act as security at a mosque, synagogue, or church bypass some training and licensing rules. Volunteers would still have to pass a background check and get a concealed carry permit. GOP State Senator Don Gates said this will especially help the smaller churches feel safe.
Congregations need to have some way to provide armed security for themselves if they can't afford to buy or arrange for an armed security patrol.
Churches will also still have to have a local sheriff's office sign off on their security plan. As is currently the case, worship centers will have final say on who provides their protection. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer wants the death penalty for child rapists. He's among a group of attorneys general who signed a letter asking the Justice Department for help. Capital punishment for the crime was outlawed by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008. The justices ruled it was cruel and unusual punishment. The AGs say the death penalty is a vital tool to punish and deter predators.
Yeah, we're starting to watch that system down in southeast Florida, a low-pressure system set to move across that part of the state this weekend. Federal forecasters saying it has a low chance of developing into a tropical storm. National Weather Service meteorologist George Rizzito.
When it's very weak, it has a very low chance of development into something tropical, so that's not very likely. What is more likely is we're going to have a wet weekend.
Okay, Rizzito says they're not going anywhere despite a federal government shutdown.
We're doing the same things we always do, so you're not even going to notice any difference.
There you go.
All right, and we were talking earlier about Pensacola being flagged by Florida's DOGE. Well, that same DOGE team uncovering wasteful spending in local governments and other parts of the Sunshine State. In St. Petersburg, auditors say over $500,000 was spent on pride events and climate initiatives. Orlando caught spending money on hot yoga for employees, and Hillsborough and Pinellas counties flagged for costly employee training and perks. Governor DeSantis says the goal is to tighten local budgets and deliver property tax relief to residents.
Makes a lot of sense to me, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we could all use that. Okay, while most national parks affected by the government shutdown, this came as a surprise this morning. The Fort Pickens area remained open. Visitors can pay entrance fees online using a QR code. That's posted right there at the gate, as no staff are on site to collect those fees. National Park Service says parks like Gulf Islands will continue operating at reduced capacity based on those collected fees. So don't fudge on the fees.
All righty, 620 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
So it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Take advantage of the free document shredding event Saturday morning from 8 till 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Get more at newsradio923.com. The License to Thrill charity date auction is Saturday evening at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Proceeds benefit Valerie's House and A Hope of Milton. More info at crewofpensacolabells.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. She had another quality, the way you used to love.
And I know you never read a book, just the way that I. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 623, News Radio 92.3. A little bit of Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits for you this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. I did. Thanks for listening. The Trump administration says it's now engaged in armed conflict with drug cartels. Peter Ducey's at the White House has more details.
President Trump and his team drafted this memo to Congress. Part of it says, based upon the cumulative effects of these hostile acts against the citizens and interests of the United States and friendly foreign nations, the president is determined that the United States is in a non-international armed conflict with these designated terrorist organizations. The president directed the Department of War to conduct operations against them pursuant to the law of armed conflict. The president just talked about this week.
If you try to poison our people, we will blow you out of existence, because that's the only language they really understand. That's why you don't see any more boats on the ocean. You don't see any boats.
And it's not just Venezuela. The president's team is putting out the word that cartels throughout the Caribbean are now on notice.
Okay, stocks ending up, edging up, actually, to more records this afternoon, Austin. It's been a very busy day. Yeah, another positive day for the markets. Daria Albinger has those numbers for you.
How high can they go? After an early session speed bump, stocks rose to record highs. The Dow closed up 79 points, the NASDAQ added 89, and the S&P gained 4 for the day. Tomorrow's job report is on hold due to the government shutdown. The big three downshifted into robust third-quarter sales of electric vehicles, many car buyers making the purchase before a tax credit expired. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage ticked up for the second straight week following a string of declines that had brought down home borrowing costs to their lowest level in nearly a year. It rose this week to nearly 6.5% from 6.3% last week. A year ago, the average rate, 6.1%. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
625, News Radio 92.3. I'm looking at the over your shoulder because we get a direct shot to the 10 freeway. And looks like traffic's pretty light tonight.
Yeah, it's been a pretty easygoing evening. It was kind of eventful there in the first hour, but ever since then, it's been good going.
And it's a beauty of weather-wise.
Yes, the roads are looking good right now. If you're dealing with any backups, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. And yeah, while that's been the story for the past couple hours, all afternoon we've had good weather conditions. 82 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to only be a high of 84. Got some cloudiness kind of coming in at times, but no rainfall chances. That's not going to come until Saturday, and those are going to linger all the way into your next work week.
Okay, that's going to be very interesting. For our weather, enjoy the sunshine. Could be in for some changes in about 3 to 5 days from now. Parts of South Florida already bracing for heavy rain and other possible severe conditions. Yeah, it's raining down there. They're expecting it throughout the weekend. Brandy Campbell is at Port St. Lucie, Florida this afternoon for News Radio 92.3.
The wind speeds around 20 miles per hour. This area is being watched by the National Hurricane Center with that low chance of formation, 10% chance that we could see something form in this area. So today we're keeping an eye on the storms that are going to roll in, I'm told, in the next couple of hours for our location specifically. Through early next week, we could see maybe 5 to 8 inches of rain. Outside of that, you do want to keep in mind beach conditions, erosion. That's something else that will be a concern.
And Los Angeles joining other cities with sanctuary laws to sue the Trump administration for threatening to withhold disaster funding. The multi-city complaint alleges the federal government is withholding more than $350 million in emergency funds because of the city's policies on illegal immigrants and DEI. More than two dozen cities now are party to the lawsuit, calling the administration's threat unconstitutional, and they're seeking a court order in a federal court in Northern California.
Here are the words you do not want to hear if you're on an airliner or aircraft.
We're going down.
No, we've just been in a crash. That's the words you don't want to hear, but that's the words folks heard. Yeah, it was a scary scene at LaGuardia last night. Two Delta planes collided on the runway while taxiing. One flight attendant did suffer some minor injuries. Laura Green, she's still at LaGuardia this afternoon in Queens.
Delta Airlines is really calling this a low-speed collision. That one flight attendant was injured. It's a non-life-threatening injury. But passengers describe being rattled and scared.
We have two CRJs on mic that collided.
It happened just before 10 Eastern time last night between two regional Delta jets operated by Endeavor Airlines. Delta Flight 5047 was taxiing to the gate after arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina, while Flight 5155 was taxiing for a departure to Roanoke, Virginia. Delta's preliminary report says the departing aircraft's wing made contact with the fuselage of the arriving aircraft. Now, none of the 85 passengers were injured.
And President Vladimir Putin says Russia will quickly respond if it thinks it is being provoked by Europe. Putin has accused NATO members of providing Ukraine with intelligence, weapons, and training, but warned that provocation would be met with swift action. The Russian president was quoted as saying, "If anyone still has a desire to compete with us in the military sphere, as we say, feel free, let them try."
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. No signs of stopping the ongoing ICE action in Chicago. It is a mess up there, and Jeff Manasso is on the streets.
ICE agents here in Chicago say Operation Midway Blitz has led to hundreds of arrests as part of mass deportation efforts, including the latest detainment outside a homeless shelter on the city's south side Wednesday in what a shelter spokesperson described as an ambush.
It was about 30 to 35 masked agents in the streets all over the place. You saw chaos, and they just completely caught everybody off guard.
That as the city and state continues refusing to work with ICE, as the Department of Homeland Security also continues targeting what it calls the worst of the worst criminals here in the country illegally. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Don't forget about the 17th annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. It's underway. Total of 144 national and local songwriters performing at more than two dozen venues. They'll be doing this through October 12th. During the fest, songwriters partner with local schools to host music workshops. Now, most of the scheduled shows are free admission. Take advantage of that. Some real good talent in town. We're glad they're here. Coming up in Lesson 5, we'll talk some sports. Sure will. On News Radio, 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump sent a message to Congress that the country is currently in a conflict with drug cartels. Fox's Peter Ducey has details.
It says the president determined that the United States is in a non-international armed conflict with these designated terrorist organizations. The president directed the Department of War to conduct operations against them pursuant to the law of armed conflict.
The memo comes after a military buildup in the Caribbean and strikes on boats coming from Venezuela. The blame game continues along with the government shutdown in Washington. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Does any reasonable person think that Donald Trump or J.D. Vance or Mike Johnson or Senate Republicans are behaving like individuals who actually want to reopen the government?
Republicans note they passed a temporary funding bill in the House. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. What a day for Big League Baseball. I think they struggle at times to grab the interest of the average sports fan. I'll raise my hand being one of them. But when you get to the second time in the history of your game with at least three winner-take-all games on a single day, you are going to capture a lot of people because of the stakes involved. Now let's hope the games are able to support the support of the fans. I'm Gresh.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival comes to Calverton in the Heights this Friday and Saturday.
Hear the stories, the interviews, enjoy music loved by all, and meet songwriting legends. From Rick Huckabee to Gary Nichols, James Atkins to Mike Magno. Country, folk, bluegrass, rock, and Muscle Shoals influences. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival at Calvert's in the Heights, October 3rd and 4th. Admission is free at Calvert's, the relaxed restaurant and bar with great seating and stunning views of Pensacola Bay, 670 Scenic Highway.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Interesting requests at the Santa Rosa County delegation meeting, including that the Senate exercise its oversight better over Governor DeSantis' appointments to things like the PSC and the UWF Board of Trustees. Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno talks us through the EMS bad debt write-off of almost $18 million this year and why it's really not out of line with past years. Plus, updates on the fishing pier and the toll bridge. You can listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola. Track of visions in my eyes.
While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security. Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, placing a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge could potentially bring in between $2.7 and $4.2 million in revenue. Santa Rosa commissioners will learn more next week when Jacobs Engineering presents the results of a toll rate study. The introduction of a toll has been met with widespread opposition, mostly coming from people who live on Navarre Beach or work there.
Number two.
Okay, Florida Doge hit Pensacola for $450,000 in wasteful spending on Wednesday. Governor DeSantis described the city's situation as an irresponsible use of funds. Pensacola paid $150,000 a year to a management company that brings drag shows to the city-owned Sanger Theater and has paid $300,000 for an equity-focused strategic plan and residential equity survey. The results appear to be motivated by ideology rather than fiscal responsibility, including and introducing DEI as a targeted area.
Number three.
And UWF has received a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Education to expand its Summer Institute for Civic Educators. The grant will allow the university to transform the Summer Institute into the Academy of American Civic Republicanism, giving K-12 teachers, university students, and members of the community the chance to receive a better civic education.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Here's a new member of the Florida Women's Hall of Fame, Pensacola's Belle Bear. She was in Tallahassee this week for the induction ceremony. Her son, Louis Bear III, says she truly deserves this honor.
It really makes me proud and proud to be her son. And I don't like I said, I don't like to brag, but she's a rock star.
All right, the Women's Hall of Fame honors women that make significant contributions to all women and citizens of the state of Florida through their life and efforts.
All right, and while most national parks are affected by the government shutdown, the Fort Pickens area remains open. Visitors can pay entrance fees online using a QR code posted at the gate, as no staff are on site to collect fees. The National Park Service says parks like Gulf Islands will continue operating at reduced capacity based on collected fees.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Drive.
And that's a base hit out into center field, and the Dodgers get a run back. Betts, an RBI single on the ground. Fair ball past the diving Hayes and down the line. It kicks off the sidewall. Rortved in to score. Line drive, fair ball down the line. That's going to get into the corner. Coming around is Rojas.
On ESPN, Mookie Betts had an RBI single and two RBI doubles. Dodgers starting pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto struck out 9. The Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4 in L.A. to claim the best-of-3 series in the minimum 2 games. The Dodgers will take on the NL East champion Phillies in the NLDS Game 1 Saturday in Philadelphia. 13th year in a row, the Dodgers are in the division series. The Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0 in a must-win Game 2. Manny Machado had a 2-run home run. San Diego and Chicago were all even 1 game apiece. They'll play one more game later this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Whoever wins will move into the division series against the NL Central champion Brewers, who had the best record of the majors.
7th pitch of the at-bat coming to Austin Wells. And he lines one into right field. Fair ball! Chisholm to 3rd. He's being waved. Eaton coming home. Here's the throw. He's safe! And the Yankees have a lead on Austin Wells' single. And the speed of Chisholm.
On ESPN, Jazz Chisholm went from first to home on a single by Austin Wells in the bottom of the 8th inning. Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-3. The rivals will meet in a deciding Game 3 tonight in the Bronx. Whoever wins will move into the division series against the AL East champion Blue Jays. The Guardians beat the Tigers 6-1 to force a deciding Game 3 this afternoon in Cleveland. Guardians scored 5 runs in the 8th inning Wednesday. The winner of today's game will move into the ALDS versus the Mariners. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Fox.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, I want to give you another reminder. Week 5 of the NFL season kicking off tonight with Thursday Night Football. The LA Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers at SoFi Stadium. Both NFC West teams enter the game with a record of 3-1. Kickoff set for 7:15. That is 35 minutes from now. You can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Okay, they're laying the ice down at the Bay Center as we speak. Ice hockey is not far away. In fact, Flyers are going to play 29 games down at the Bay Center during this coming season. Season will kick off Saturday, October 18th. Ready for hockey there. That should be a lot of fun. Also, NFL tonight, San Francisco, Los Angeles should be a very interesting game, especially with San Francisco not having Purdy at the skipper position. Who is quarterbacking San Francisco?
It's Mac Jones, ain't it?
Okay. All right, I'll buy that one. And we have a pretty good list. I'll give this to you on a Thursday night so you can plan your games accordingly. And please support high school football in the area. Whatever you do, get out. If you don't sit at home, go to a stadium and watch some good football. Here we go. Here's your Friday lineup. Destin, Pensacola Catholic, Escambia, Navarre, Pace, Madison County, Pine Forest at Crestview, Gulf Breeze, West Florida, Northview at Baker, Central at Jay, Booker T. Washington at Pensacola High School. By the way, that is the Mayor's Bowl. They'll play that game at Blue Wahoo Stadium. And the ESPN Pensacola Game of the Week is?
Gulf Breeze, West Florida.
There you go.
Yeah.
Austin's part of that crew, so they'll be working a little extra tomorrow night. Bye week, it's Milton, and UWF plays football on Saturday, but not locally. They'll be in Oklahoma, taking on Northeastern State, and South Alabama Troy is also scheduled to play on Saturday. South Alabama at Troy. Kickoff 6 o'clock.
All righty, and lastly here, there's just one game on the slate tonight to kick off Week 6 of college football. Sam Houston will take on New Mexico State in a Conference USA matchup. New Mexico State is 2-2 after dropping their last two games. Sam Houston is 0-4 on the season. Kickoff for that game is set at 8 p.m.
Here's today's health news.
All right, 6:43, News Radio 92.3. Experts are warning parents to make sure their children aren't overloading themselves this much with school material. Just the overload is something else. Here's Lisa Brady with more.
This is House Call for Health. With the school year now in full swing, health experts are warning parents to watch for signs of burnout as a child's schedule can fill up pretty quickly. Pediatric psychologists with Cleveland Clinic say if you notice changes in a child's sleep, eating habits, mood, or grades, they may be juggling more than they can handle. They suggest helping them prioritize tasks that matter the most while still making space for extracurriculars. One psychologist says extracurricular activities give children an outlet outside of the things they have to do. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And you may want to think twice about nail biting. Medical experts say biting nails can increase the risk of infection. Dr. Shilpi Katarpal, a dermatologist for Cleveland Clinic, says nail biting can cause small injuries around the nail, allowing bacteria, viruses, and fungi to enter. She adds that chronic nail biting can change how nails grow and can lead to ridges and hangnails. She recommends checking in with a dermatologist for nail biting-related issues.
New data reveals ultra-processed foods could potentially be linked to cancer. Alexandria Hoff is on News Radio 92.3.
New research out of the University of Michigan finds that older Americans are the most addicted to the additive-heavy, nutrient-light products. The study published in the journal Addiction found that ultra-processed food addiction is outpacing addiction to alcohol or tobacco, especially so for women aged 50 to 64. 21% of that group qualified as having a UPF addiction, 10% for men of that same age. Rates are linked to obesity and poor mental health. According to the study, quote, individuals who are now older adults were in developmentally sensitive stages during the 70s and 80s, precisely when tobacco-owned food manufacturers were shaping the market with addictive UPFs.
New reports shining a light on the potential link between mental health disorders and cannabis use. Here's more from Los Angeles.
Regular use of marijuana can increase the risk of developing mental health disorders like psychotic illnesses. So listen to this. Studies showing that young men specifically who use marijuana are at the highest risk of getting schizophrenia. That's according to the National Institute of Health. It comes as recent violence is shining a light on a very disturbing trend. So let's go through it. So back in August, police say Robin Westman shot up a Catholic school in Minneapolis. While there is no confirmed direct link here, Westman worked at a pot shop. He told his friends he smoked it all the time, and he killed two kids and injured 18 others just weeks after he quit the job at the pot shop. And he blamed marijuana in part for this killing spree.
6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock. News Radio 92.3, traffic and weather together. Austin Price is looking at it.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Not much been going on the roads for not just this hour, but the past couple hours. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you continue home tonight. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 69 this evening. Once we get into your Friday, we're going to see some more clouds in the sky. No rainfall chances, though. Friday's high only sitting at around 84. It's once we get into the weekend that we are going to be seeing some cloud action from some rainfall. We've got rainfall chances on Saturday, Sunday, and even bleeding into your Monday.
Okay, heavy rain will be in the southeast for the next few days. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean looking at the weather in this forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will persist along a frontal boundary draped across the southeast the next few days. The east coast of Florida could get drenched and isolated flooding will be possible. Coastal impacts from Umberto and Imelda will be possible with high waves and rip currents. Unseasonably warm weather continues for the central U.S. with some record highs possible as we head into the weekend, while cool, unsettled conditions in the forecast for the northwest and the northern Rockies. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as the government shutdown continues, Republicans have accused Democrats of pushing to extend health care benefits to illegal immigrants. Edison Rich has more for you.
Much of this argument comes down to who Democrats and Republicans consider an illegal immigrant. Democrats say their proposal to reopen the government would extend expiring Obamacare subsidies and reverse Republican Medicaid cuts. They say federal law largely blocks illegal immigrants from federal health programs and that there's no provision in their plan to give health care to those here illegally. Democrats say those Republican claims are wrong. Now, the Republican tax and spending law this year narrowed Obamacare subsidies for certain immigrants. Democrats also argue that those paroled into the U.S. under the Biden administration are here legally. Republicans say Democrats abused that authority and that many of those migrants are not and therefore cannot get federal health care.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla reporting quarterly vehicle deliveries were up 7% year over year. That happened a day after a key tax credit for buyers of EVs in the United States expired. Tesla plans to update investors on its third quarter financial results on October 22nd. Taiwan is rejecting Washington's proposal to locally manufacture half the chips it currently supplies to the U.S. Taiwan officials are saying the proposal for a 50-50 split in semiconductor production was not discussed. Taiwan currently faces a reciprocal tariff rate of 20%. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the three major averages setting fresh record highs. The Dow gained 78 points, the S&P 500 up slightly by 4, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining close to 90 points. Crude oil futures for November currently sit under $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The Trump administration strikes a deal with a major drug maker to bring down costs for Americans. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A most favored nation agreement with Pfizer means the drug maker will sell prescriptions to the government for Medicare and Medicaid patients at the same lower prices charged to other developed nations in Europe.
This is going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down, like nothing else.
President Trump announcing the deal alongside the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla.
By this agreement that we did, we commit to onshore the production of our medicines that are consumed in the U.S. and are made outside the U.S.
The investment in U.S. manufacturing of drugs is likely to spare Pfizer from steep pharmaceutical tariffs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And McDonald's bringing back its Halloween-themed Boo Buckets. The fast food giant says the specialized Happy Meals will be available on October 21st. The buckets will feature faces of a ghost, pumpkin, goblin, with two additions, a cat and a zombie. Late last month, of course, McDonald's announced that the Monopoly game is returning on October 6th after a 10-year hiatus.
Good evening, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thanks for having us on. The National Guard beginning operations in Memphis as the Trump administration pushes for greater federal involvement in crime reduction. Madison Scarpino has the details from Memphis.
We have yet to see a National Guardsman patrolling these city streets, but the federal operation is very much up and running. It's called the Memphis Safe Task Force. It includes more than a dozen federal agencies like the FBI working alongside the National Guard. And yesterday, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and others were all here in Memphis showing their support. And the operation has already been successful. In just the first 72 hours, AG Bondi confirms the feds arrested over 90 people, seized 28 illegal guns, they found a missing child, and Bondi says this is just the beginning.
And Amazon pausing drone delivery service in Arizona. That's according to multiple reports and comes after the incident we told you about recently involving two of the e-commerce giant's unmanned aircrafts. Police saying that it happened when the drones crashed into a construction crane. No one was hurt, but the NTSB is now investigating.
Okay, the world's richest man gains more wealth and made history today. You're not going to believe these numbers. Here's Carmen Roberts.
Billionaire Elon Musk is reportedly the first person in the world to amass $500 billion in net worth. That's half a trillion dollars and almost equal to Austria's entire GDP. Forbes reports the Tesla and SpaceX CEO's fortune has grown from $24.6 billion in 2020 to this dizzying amount, putting him about $150 billion ahead of Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, the world's second richest person. Last month, Musk posted on X, in his words, "It's not about compensation, but about me having enough influence over Tesla to ensure safety if we build millions of robots." Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Okie dokie. Knocking on the door of 652 here. We will take one last very quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, and a calming, albeit uneventful, traffic and weather update to help ease you into this Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
In Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five away from 7 o'clock. Did I hear somebody yell toga? What a great track. Austin, I did yourself on that one. Traffic and weather. Topical thing going on right now. What's up?
Well, luckily, I don't have much to say because it's been a pretty easy-going day on the roads, especially these last 2 hours. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too much longer on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 69. Got some more clouds coming into the skies tomorrow, high of only 84, but the rainfall chances don't come in until this weekend, and when those come, they're going to linger for a little bit. They are not going to go away, bleeding into your next work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
What are more voters looking for in public office holders? New poll shows military service is preferred. Grinnell Scott has the results.
The poll by Gallup and the nonpartisan Honor Institute finds 55% of respondents say military experience matters more in a candidate for office, followed by 52% saying government experience is favored more. Business experience was third at 46%. Why are veterans preferred? Americans said they like their leadership skills and that they put country before themselves. Those polled say veterans also surpass non-veterans in civic roles, such as helping in disaster relief and shaping foreign policy. Older Americans and Republicans view veterans more favorable than younger Americans, independents, and Democrats. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Netflix greenlighting 2 seasons of a new Peaky Blinders sequel series. The show's writer and creator Stephen Knight has received a 2-season order from Netflix and the BBC, but details on the cast of the sequel have not yet been revealed. However, Cillian Murphy, who stars in the original Peaky Blinders, is on board to serve as an executive producer. As fans wait for the new series, they can also look forward to the release of a Peaky Blinders film early next year.
One thing we do know as you head into this Thursday evening, Hurricane Imelda didn't make landfall in Bermuda, instead passing just south overnight, but it still left some impacts. Haley Myers in St. George, Bermuda.
Peak winds reached 99 miles per hour, and much of the island spent the night under howling gusts and pounding surf. By sunrise, tropical storm force winds were still sweeping across the island, but by late morning, most infrastructure had reopened. Through the afternoon, conditions have steadily improved. The skies cleared, the sun coming out, and what's left of Imelda are now only choppy seas and lingering breezes. But hurricane season is far from over. The next name on the list is Jerry with a J, and with areas already being monitored in the Atlantic that could threaten both Bermuda and the United States, another storm may not be far off. That's why it's more important now than ever to continue to stay connected to the latest tropical updates. In St. George's, Bermuda, I'm Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
All right, and Purdue University researchers traveling to the South Pacific in search of wreckage from Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane. Next month, the research team will inspect an underwater object that has been visible in photos from a lagoon that's located on a small island and has been there since the 1930s in an effort to identify it. Earhart was attempting to become the first female pilot to circle the world when she disappeared over the Pacific Ocean in 1937 with navigator Fred Noonan. The object, about 400 miles southeast of Howland Island, or Howland, however you want to pronounce it, which was Earhart's Hart and Noonan's planned destination.
Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off in the City of Angels, happening in just minutes. Here's Joe Morgan.
It's a monster matchup in the NFC West. The 3-1 49ers make a trip to Los Angeles to face the 3-1 Rams at 8:15 Eastern. San Francisco heads into the early season division clash without their $265 million passer. Brock Purdy was ruled out on Wednesday with a nagging toe injury. He returned last week to face the Jaguars after missing two games, but reported soreness following the loss. Mac Jones will get his third start of the season in Purdy's place, as the Niners look to snap a three-game losing streak to the Rams after San Francisco took 9 of 10 from 2019 to 2023. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Studies showing eating ultra-processed foods could come with a cancer risk. Here's Alexandria Hoff.
Colorectal cancer is something that's coming up a lot in this conversation, and it's an interesting and significant example because it's a worldwide trend where researchers are seeing rates declining in people over 60 while they were rising in people under 50. And they're pointing signs in some studies back to ultra-processed foods, those who consume those additive-heavy factory-packaged foods, at being a greater risk of something like colorectal cancer, that is regardless of BMI. Those ultra-processed foods, by the way, make up half of U.S. diets. Now, a new study out of the University of Michigan found that older Americans are actually the ones most addicted to ultra-processed foods, those addictions outpacing alcohol or tobacco, especially so for women aged 50 to 64.
95.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.